One. Hello, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm John Saxbury, your host here at Revival Now. I'm going to come here tonight to talk to you about the national. Tonight is the National Day of Prayer, towards the eve of the evening of the National Day of Prayer, the post evening of, as you should say. I've seen some powerful prayer services today online. Governor Mike Parson, he's got a doctorate degree in ministry, so it is Dr. Parson. Governor Mike Parson listened to the president today, which Dr. Rodney was there in person with President Trump at the Rose Garden in the White House. Such powerful men of God we've got in our nation. People want to argue with me and say Trump's not a man of God. I have to argue and say he is. I'm sorry. Nobody's taken more of a stand for the Holy Spirit and for the things of God than our current president has. That to me is a man of God. Man of God does not mean perfection. Doesn't mean that they're perfect or anything like that. It just means that they are imperfect people after God's own heart. Want to begin by opening up with the scriptures. You go with me to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. I'm going to start out with this. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and pray, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. He's talking about here is what I'm seeing here the most is in this day and hour is we need to pray as the church to ask for God for forgiveness. A lot of pastors need to ask God for forgiveness. They want to see the Holy Spirit move in this nation, but they won't allow him to work in his own church. I mean, I'm serious. If we the church are not doing our duty by demonstrating the Holy Spirit the way he wants to demonstrate himself, and are not allowing him to manifest and demonstrate and be that example and be the pace setter, if you would say, then our nation's pretty much doomed. I'm not speaking doom and gloom. We as a church need, I'm talking about pastors who were once on fire, were allowing the Holy move of the Holy Spirit to happen in our church. I mean, what do we got to lose by letting the Holy Spirit take over? I mean, well, we got a couple big time givers that are going to get offended. Big deal. They need to be offended. I mean, seriously. We've grown into a church, and I'm going to get into some time of prayer in just a little bit, but I wanted to get into something that's really gotten to me. I mean, we've ran revival out of church. We've got a problem. When you got pastors running revival out, they're flying blind. I mean, they have no clue as to what they're doing when they're running the move of the Holy Spirit out. We've got to allow God to move. And if we want to see our nation as a whole healed up, we've got to let the Holy Spirit move in his own church. We've got to let people be sent out that are full of the fire of God, that are full of the Holy Ghost, that are full of that Shekinah glory, that ever-burning fire that doesn't say quit, doesn't say die, doesn't say stop. It's an ever moving force. We've got to get back to that place, church. I mean, in the 90s it was going good, and in the late 90s it just like it fell flat on its face. I mean, I understand that there was some weird stuff taking place in the 90s, but there's sometimes you gotta You got to weed the divide, separate the wheat from the chaff. And you got to replant the wheat after you pull it up with the chaff and keep going with what you have. I mean, you just can't just shut it out completely because there was some bad apples in the crowd. I mean, yeah, is it wrong? Am I against people who are going into church services and acting like total idiots and then walking out and the minute they leave, they're normal? They're back to their normal self? I mean, yeah, that's totally wrong. When you're in there just to put on a display for attention, I mean, that's not a move of the Holy Spirit. That's moving in the flesh. I mean, that's those kind of people you got to just keep an eye on and keep them out of your church. I mean, bottom line, I mean, sorry to say that, but normally when people get hit by the power of God, it's going on for days. I've experienced it. I mean, I experienced it myself. We've got to get back to the place where we're flowing in the Holy Ghost, where we're allowing God to move and then His Spirit to take over. I mean, I've been in church, sir. People, and the problem is, and part of the problem is, people have grown with the new day and age of technology and all this other high, fast paced way of life. We've grown impatient. We've grown severely impatient. I remember sitting down at Dr. Rodney's church at the River of Tampa Bay in the early days when we were in the Sun Dome. Church would start like at 9 o'clock and go like till 7 in the evening. We weren't getting out of there till 6-7 o'clock at night. The place we were just the power of God was moving so much that we forgot that we were there. That's the problem. That's what we're missing in America. It can happen now. God never changes. Well, you got to figure it's a different season. It's a different day and a different hour. No, God never changes. God's not even bound to time. We are. He said time is in His hands. It sits in the palm of His hands. The universe sits in the palm of His hands. The universe is a big time clock. And it sits there in the palm of His hands. He's not bound. It means He's not bound to that. It's bound to Him. Time is bound to Him. Everything is bound to God. I mean, we've got to get back to the place where the Holy Spirit's pouring out, and where we're having multiple church services because we can't contain it. I mean, we've got to get back to that, church. This has gotten out of hand. We've gotten out of we got into the habit of calling revival meetings conferences. We've got to have a conference. We've got to have a conference. We've got to have a conference. What we need is the Holy Spirit to move. For man to step out of the cotton-picking way. I mean, we've gotten into a bad, bad place, church. And I will repent. I'll be the first to repent of it. We've gotten into a bad place. We want God to move in our nation. We want the Holy Spirit to move in our nation, but He can't even move in His own house. I said He can't even move in His own house. Something wrong with that picture. Something's not right. Something has got to change. Something has got to happen. Something has got to break loose. Something has got to be broken here. Am I asking the pastor that these pastors step down? No, I'm asking that they start praying to get hungry. They start getting hungry for the things of God. We've got to get back hungry again for the things of God. We can never grow full of the things of God. We've got to remain hungry. That means when we're hungry, that means we're pouring out. We're not pouring out if we're not hungry. That means we're not pouring out. They're not pouring out what God has given us. We're just remaining full, remaining a swamp. I mean, we got churches that don't even do altar calls anymore. Pastor gives a call for salvation and nobody raises their hand. That's because we got a lazy congregation that don't go out and get the work, go out and do the work of the ministry, go out and do the work of the gospel. When I'm out and about, I'm always witnessing to people. I'm sharing the message of Jesus Christ with them. I'm sharing what God did with in my life. I'm giving my testimony, and I'm putting in what God put in me. I want to give it to somebody else because it was so good. I just want to see others with it. I mean, we've got to humble ourselves first. I mean, the superstar worship team mentality has to go for one. There's nobody going to be won over by something that's artificial. This celebrity worship pastor mentality has got to go. You're not up there as a performer. You're there up there as a worshiper. You're up there to sacrifice. You're there to usher in. You're an usher. Above all things, you're an usher. You're the usher in the presence of God. Start out with the praise, the fast-paced music. Do that for about an hour or two. Then you move in for another couple hours of worship. Instead, we got programmed. There's a church I was sitting there watching that their worship only goes 20 minutes. 20 minutes, okay? Jesus died on the cross, so you can only worship, and all you could give him back is 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Something's wrong with this picture. It's because people are too scared of the Holy Spirit because they don't want to be convicted of what they're doing. Nobody wants conviction. Everybody wants gratification instead. Notoriety. We're not in this for notoriety. I'm not in this for notoriety. I could care less about notoriety. I mean, there was somebody from one of the local Christian radio stations here about a month ago, was asking me if I wanted to come on the morning show with them and do, just so I can promote the broadcast and promote the ministry. I'm like, no, I'm not into that. I'm not in here for notoriety. I'm here for humility and offer up a sacrifice unto the Lord and to bring people into the Lord and invite people into the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not into all that. Jesus wasn't all for notoriety. But yet the millions followed him because they seen the example on. They seen the move. They seen what was on his life. Because they were hungry for what he had. All I want is people to be hungry for the things of God. I could care less about notoriety. You got to come on and broadcast and then talk about this. Come on our radio station and so you can build up listeners and build up. Yeah, is it important to have listeners? Yes. I mean, if I had a billion, if I came on tomorrow on this podcast that it was a billion people watched, listened to the broadcast, I would be praising and rejoicing and giving it all to God. Yes, I would. I'm not gonna say I wouldn't, but I would be praising it. All the glory would go to Him. It's not about me. We've gotten into this mentality. It's all about our notoriety, about who we are, who are we affiliated with. What preacher you're affiliated with does not get you into heaven. I said, what preacher you're affiliated with doesn't get you into heaven. America has gotten bad about it. I mean, we've got pastors that are pro-abortion. Worship leaders who are living immoral. something's wrong with this picture. That's because the Holy Spirit's not being demonstrated the way he needs to be. If the Holy Spirit's being demonstrated the way he's supposed to be, none of that stuff would be in the picture. I mean, we've got a major problem in our nation. It's the people in the church that are holding back because they think they're too dignified. Wanting to be dignified, want to have things done dignified way. You want to be somber, we got to have things ordered. The order of man is different than the order of the Holy Spirit. That which looks like total chaos to man looks like perfect order to God. We've got a major problem in our nation, and it's the church. We've got to pray. We've got to repent as the church. We've got to take ownership for our actions as ministers. It's the ministers in this church that has stopped the move of the Holy Spirit in our nation, because we won't allow him in his own house. We won't allow the power of God to be demonstrated. We won't let it be manifest. We don't want nothing that to our natural mind looks foolish happen, because we're worrying more about our image than we are his image. I mean, we've gotten into a bad rut. And it's time for us to change. It's time to change what we're doing. Time to change up our ball game. This has got a lot to do with revival. This whole summer from here on out, it's all about revival. It's all about revival. I've made up my mind. If I'm going to infuse revival into the city of St. Louis, if it kills me, I'm going to infuse revival into the United States, even if it kills me. I don't care. I will do it. I will preach revival to the very house, the very church houses are shaken from the foundations. We need an earth-shaking revival in our church to go out and do the work of ministry, to reach out. People say, what about all that laughing and rolling on the floors? Those are just the languages of revival. That's just what comes along. That's the characteristics of revival. The laughing, the crying, the rolling on the floor, shaking. Those are just the characteristics of revival, of God touching his people. Bible talks about they were under the anointing was so great that they couldn't stand the minister, that they were beside themselves. In the upper room, they actually thought the people were drunk. I mean, what do drunk people do? They cry, they laugh, they roll around on the floor, they act like a fool. Serious. We've got a serious issue in our church. We've got to have it back. We've got to bring that thing back. We've got to give God his Sunday mornings back. Got to give God his Sunday mornings back. We got dry cleaning services in by 11, out by 12. What happens in rest, resting yourself in the Lord and in taking time to just sit there and worship and not worry about the time clock? And if you're a senior pastor of an independent, non-denominational church, why do you have to be on such a time schedule anyway? If you're the sole leader, what do you have to do? I mean, you got to worry about a budget. When the presence of God moves, you don't have to worry about a budget. The budget will take care of itself. If the church is called by God, it'll take care of itself. You don't have to sit there and stress over that. Just sit back and allow the Holy Spirit to move. Who cares if the service takes 3 or 4 hours, even 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours? So what? What's it going to hurt? Nothing. I mean, even with this, I've came to the determination. I ain't worried about the time. We got all the time in the world. I mean, we've gotten into a bad habit, church. The church has gotten into a bad habit. One, we need to repent for laziness. Laziness, not inviting people into the house of God like we should. Possessiveness, we need to repent for possessiveness. Jealousy, we need to repent for jealousy. We don't have. So what if the newcomer has got a better idea? Just because he's been there 5 weeks and you've been there 30-something years, to God that's nothing at all. It really doesn't even add up to nothing to God because he don't see time. There's no seniority here. We're not Teamsters in the union where we have to operate under a seniority list. I mean, we need to repent for bad attitudes. When something doesn't happen as expected, we get a bad attitude about it. We hold a grudge against the pastor. Oh, he didn't preach the way I want him to preach. He's not preaching the way I could sum this all up in one. He's not preaching. It's not this that he stepped down and now his son's taking over. I just don't think this is not going to be the same church. It's just never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. He's not the same person as their father. I mean, I remember when my pastor, Pastor Rick Shelton, stepped down and his son took over. I mean, people was coming to me saying, oh, this is not the same church. I said, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Well, Rick stepped down, and I said, I don't really care. For one, it's not Rick, it's Pastor Rick. Two, it's not Josh, it's Pastor Josh. And both their positions will be honored in this house, and I will not stand for anybody dishonoring my pastor. And I'm going to say something. We need to repent for dishonoring our pastors. There's been a lack of respect in the years past. People have grown entitled. People think that they they start forming cliques around the pastor instead of allowing him to move the way he needs to because they're jealous. They don't want nobody taking their spot. We need to repent for this. That is a wrong mindset to have in the house of God. It stinks in the nostrils of Almighty God. God's house will be honored, and that pastor will be honored as well. I mean, how disrespectful. I hear people all the time. Oh, well, Rodney this, and Rick and Rodney, and Rick and Rodney back then. I said, wait a minute, it's not Rick and Rodney, it's Pastor Rick and Pastor Rodney, or Pastor Rick and Dr. Rodney. Show them some honor. Evangelist Jack Harris has been a spiritual mentor of mine. I call him Pops because that's just who he is. He's my spiritual father. I do that out of honor of who he is to my life. That man has got more say. He's got more say into my life than any that he's got so much say into my life, more than what most pastors have ever had I mean, not Pastor, more than Pastor Rick or Pastor Josh, but he has the same amount of access. And don't you even try to badmouth that man, because you will have me to deal with physically. Yes, the preacher done made a threat. I'd take a bullet for that man. I mean, we've got to get back to honoring people. We've got to come back to, we've got to quit being stingy. We got to quit being stingy. And last but not least, we've got to bring the love of God back into the house of God. We got to stop acting like walking around with a chip on our shoulder. Pastors with a chip on their shoulder, it needs to stop. It's not your kingdom. It's not your authority. It's not your dominion. You are a servant, not the served. I said you are the servant and not the served. Nobody owes you anything. You owe everybody everything. Everything that heaven has to offer. My people who are called by name, my name. Shall humble themselves, seek my face. Shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face. And I will turn from their wicked ways. We've got to turn from all of our wicked ways. It means we need to repent from anything we need to get repented from. We need to do a house cleaning every once in a while. I'm not saying do some big overdrawn fast or... fasts are okay. Doing communion's fine. But start getting rid of the things out of your life that's taking precedent over God. I mean, without the move of the Holy Spirit, we're a sitting duck. Without the move of the Holy Spirit in every church house in America, without the free move of the Holy Spirit in every church with signs and wonders showing, the Bible says, "Oh, well, don't you know that the deceived generation will look for a sign?" No, that's talking about something totally different. They're talking about something with deal with black magic and all that other stuff, with dealing with witchcraft and all that other stuff. That's talking about physical stuff like gold falling out of people's hair. See, they said with gold people, that hoax that people make up with gold falling out, and I ain't gonna get into all that. But without signs and wonders, with signs and wonders following. We have to have the Holy Spirit moving in every church. We've got to allow the power of God to be displayed and be demonstrated and be manifest. Let's get into prayer. Everybody, just come along with me. Just if you want to pray some prayer in the comments, if you got prayer needs that you need to pray for in the comments, or if you want to pray for our nation in the comments, you're free to do so. want to just get in with this and just go into some time and just focus in on the things of God and just sit here and pray. Dear Father God, we come to you. Father God, we come to you right now in holy reverence to your name and to your kingdom. Father God, we repent for everything that has not been of you in your house. We repent for not allowing your Holy Spirit to flow like it should. We come together as a nation to pray, seek your face, ask for forgiveness, Father God. We repent, Father God. We take authority over everything that's happening in the church that's not of you. We call it out of the church. We call unrighteousness in worship teams out. We ask it to be cleansed of it in Jesus' name. I thank you for all the, just speaking the Holy Ghost, everyone. Father God, we repent, Lord, on the behalf of all the worship people and worship teams that are not living right for you, that are doing things secretly in sin, that are doing things secretly that it's not good of you, that's not right of you, Father God. We repent for all the ministers who are engaging in things that are not supposed to, Father God, that don't want the conviction of the Holy Spirit, so they shut your Holy Spirit out. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that the Holy Spirit, that your Holy Spirit was meant to flow freely in the house. We thank you that your Spirit shall move again like it did in the days of old. Just like in the days on the day of Pentecost, when they were all in one accord, and they were all gathered together in unity, that we have that day of Pentecost experience where the fire falls upon our houses again. I thank you for the revival that we're about to have in our church. I thank you that I could feel something in the Spirit stirring. That the move of the Spirit is moving, that is stirring right now as we speak. That I can feel the presence of Almighty God burning inside of me, like there's something about to break loose, Father God. We've got to let our church houses be wells of living water, Father God. We pray for our nation. We pray for our president. We speak protection over our president, Father God. We speak, and no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We thank you that all the lies of the Democratic Party are falling dead at his feet, dead at your feet, Father God. All the lies that are being brought up against our president are falling dead at your feet, because darkness can't stand in the light. We speak conviction upon those who are coming against, that are coming against him. We speak the truth. Father God, the truth shall be revealed in this nation. We thank you for our vice president, Father God. We thank you for our congressmen, our senators, Father God, that they were placed there by you, Father God. Let righteousness prevail in Washington, D.C., along with every state capital of this nation, Father God. We thank you that socialism is not of you, Father God. That liberty is, that with the Spirit of the Lord there is liberty and peace and justice. We thank you for our state governor, Governor Mike Parsons, our attorney, our lieutenant governor, my cousin, the Missouri State Attorney General, the state treasurer, all the members of the House and the House of Representatives for this state, all the our state senators, our state senator Josh Hawley, I lift him up to you in Jesus' name. All our leaders, I speak protection over our leaders, Father God. We pray for the nations of the, we pray for the other nations of this earth, Father God. We bind socialism in Jesus' name. We pray for them. We lift them up. We declare the gospel be spread upon these nations, that the gospel shall prevail in all these nations where mass chaos, and they shall be, they shall drop to their knees in peace, because you are the Prince of Peace, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're taking down, you're handling the situations with ISIS, that for our troops that are handling ISIS. I lift our troops up to you, Father God. Our U.S. our armed forces, Father God, our United States Armed Forces. I speak protection over our men and women in uniform. I speak for our police officers. I speak protection over our police officers. I pray for our police officers. I thank you, Father God, for them. I pray for our first responders, Father God. I lift them up to you, O Lord. All our civic leaders, our local civic leaders, Father God, we lift them up to you, Father God. And I thank you that all the corruption is being exposed, the corrupt ones are being exposed, and that they'll all, that they're all, that your justice is prevailing upon the earth. We thank you, Father God, that righteousness exalts a nation. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your glory and your power and your presence and your dominion and your majesty. That it's that ultimately it's you that rules this nation. That it's you that rules the nations of the earth. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm going to get going here. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'm going to come on tomorrow about 1. I'm trying to reset some new times. So I'm going to go ahead and close out with the podcast right now, and I'll talk to you more. This has been a production of Revival Now International Media Ministries. For more information on our ministries, please contact me at revivalistjfs3@gmail.com or call the text at 636-368-6490. God bless you and have a great day.